Dan, as you join me, first of all, let's clarify something. We commonly refer to the big bugs as spruce bugs, but they do have a real name, correct?
That is correct. The beetles that folks would be noticing in the Northeast at this time of year are commonly referred to as spruce bugs, but their actual name is the white-spotted Sawyer beetle.
Is it a bad year for them, or is it just events around them that's created this?
Not necessarily, I would say, a bad year. It's a, we have had quite a hot summer in some areas across the Northeast, so these insects have had a good go at it, a good season, and they're attracted to disturbance. Disturbances such as extreme drought events, anything that stresses the tree, some forest harvesting, or we do have the spruce budworm outbreak that's going on in the Northeast at this point as well that is stressing trees.
So they are valuable. We shouldn't be thinking these bugs are annoying and they're not very valuable. They are valuable to the environment of the trees, aren't they?
That's correct, yes. The white-spotted Sawyer beetle, they have a fairly unique role in nature, and that is to start breaking down these trees that have recently dead or are succumbing to some other disease or insect outbreak. And their role in nature is to get those trees back to the soil. So they attack the trees, they start to break down that coarse woody debris, and then the tree will blow down on the soil and continue to rot and provide nutrients back into the soil.
So how much longer are we going to see these little guys around this year, or are we all nearly done?
Yeah, we're nearly finished. The white-spotted Sawyer beetle has a two-year life cycle, so what you're noticing now is the adult form of that life cycle. And once they search out their brood material or the areas that they're going to lay their eggs in on other stressed trees, then they'll spend the winter and next season in that wood, and then they'll reemerge again the following year as adults.
So the funny thing is that they're the bugs that scare even the adults, the strongest of adults, it seems. Do they bite at all? They make some weird noise when they actually land.
They do make a noise, and actually in the forest, if it's really quiet on a hot summer day, you can actually hear them chewing in the wood. You can hear that really light crunching sound. You can hear them chewing in the wood. They're no real threat to people other than they're an annoyance, but they have been known to nip at you if they land on your shoulder or your head area.
So they're not going to leave any kind of mark. They're not going to leave an allergy, are they, anything like that?
No. Okay. There's no science that supports that theory anyway.
Okay. Why do they come out in public? Why is it all of a sudden we see them where we shouldn't, like across our patios or even out in our backyards?
Yeah. So it's, if you have any like firewood areas in your backyard, what they're attracted to is that material, as I mentioned, trees or recently cut, dead or fallen trees. And they also, of course, like most insects, they gravitate towards heat. So pavement areas, sidewalks, they're all good spots to note these beetles on. And they're usually in, like I say, in close proximity to areas where there's been some type of disturbance in the forest. When a tree is stressed or it's harmed, it gives off, basically it's a turpentine odor. It's called terpenes. And that odor is what these insects are attracted to. So their role in nature, as I mentioned, is to be attracted to these stressed trees that are smelling like turpentine. They come in and they start that breakdown process of the material.
Wow, very interesting. Dan, anything else that we should mention or add about this?
No, I think like I said, they do have a benefit in nature. One thing that is common to a common confusion is sometimes the white-spotted Sawyer beetle can be confused with a very invasive pest that was running its course in southern Ontario, particularly in the city of Toronto, Mississauga, the last number of seasons, but it has been eradicated down there. Is the Asian longhorn beetle. It looks very similar to that, and if folks are looking through their insect books and their they're Googling online to see what it looks like. It looks very similar to that insect, but it is in fact a native pest, and it's something that's been around for generations.